Hallelujah. Christianity is practice. A young girl told me she needed nothing to do to eat. Looking for food, nothing to eat. The only alternative is to go and do prostitution. But now she has given her life to Christ. She cannot go and prostitute again. He said, something began to minister to her. Go and do liquid soap. Hallelujah. She said, this is how Christianity is. She said, she doesn't know how to make liquid soap. She doesn't know. But in her spirit, she's hearing go and make liquid soap. She said she went and asked where they sell the chemical. She saw the man that's selling the chemical. The man said, you want to do it? He said, where you go? Take this one. Mix it like this. You do it. She said she took it according to what the man said. She went and mixed it. She did the experiment. And he produced the soap. She said, oh, that is how it worked. Because she practiced what that man taught her. Church, practice what I teach you here. I have confirmed it works. Practice it. It will work. Because it is there. I have confirmed it works. Hallelujah. Listen. Except God specifically tells you that you should go to a village and do a prayer in your father's compound, church. Don't go anywhere. Our God is omnipresent. Stand here, kneel down before him and tell him what to do. Tell him what you want him to do. He said, if you ask me to do anything, I will do it. Do you believe it? That's what I want to arm somebody here with tonight. This year must be better than last year. I repeat, this month shall be better than last month. We can't remain in the same level like this. The God of creation, the most powerful God, dwells in you. He dwells in me. He called me his son. Me here, Moses Alu. He called me my son. I have had him, my son. If the creator of heaven and earth called me his son, who am I afraid of? That's why I talk the way I talk. That's why I speak the way I speak. Why? If God be for me, who will be against me? When we preach here, I want you to practice it. Our online members are the ones enjoying this thing. Because they are not here. So they seem to have more faith than us. Watching us on television, practicing what we are doing. And this God, he honors faith. Anytime I preach anything, go and practice it because I taught you. God will come and confirm that what I taught you is the truth. And when you hold on to it, he said, prove all things. He said, hold fast to that which is true. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Can we read it? Verse 21. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 21. He said, prove. Prove. How will you prove? All things. Then do what? Hold fast that which is good. The day I proved that there is divine healing, in 1989, I confirmed it. I was sick. They prayed for me without taking drug. I just gave my life to Christ. Nana, that was the beginning of me seeking for, who is this Jesus? That you don't pray in the name of Jesus, the sickness disappears. I confirmed that. From that day, I said, Naya, they waste time. They go buy medicine when I sick. They go do this one. Now, doctor, they took my money every time. From 1989 till now, all of you that have been with me in this ministry, for the past 22 years, this church started. When did you ever hear that I was in the hospital, therefore I no call church? Ask my wife. Ask people in my house. From 1989 till now, I've not gone to any hospital. I didn't say I didn't sick. I didn't sick every time. But when I call upon him, he answers me. Why? I have proved that one. I have proved that he heals. So I hold firm. I hold fast to divine healing. I hold it firm. I have proved this one. I have proved this one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If there is any day you have ever offered any prayer in a particular way and there was answer, hold firm that style of prayer. It is working. Hold firm to it. Hold firm. You have proved that that thing works. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's exactly what I want to achieve here this night. By the time you stand up, it's not how long you pray. There are some prayers you are just wasting your time. And yet you have been there for the past 3 days fasting. Because what you are doing is not mixed with faith. And because you don't mix it with faith, you misfire. You are there just wasting your time. And somebody else who knows who his God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A David we call. Can't you see the two types of Christians? I went to a convention, Enter-Message convention. That was before this church started. A year before this church started. I gave this testimony in some forum before. I said, they were preaching. I was sitting at the back there. I wanted to go and ease myself. As I went out, I saw a young man with crutches. With a leg. I asked him, what's the problem? And he said, he was just on the main road trying to cross and something happened and this is the result. Which church do you attend? He mentioned, I said, but your pastor is also a prophet. Has he not prayed for you? He said, yes, he prayed for him. And he said that he will be healed gradually. So he could not match the leg on the ground with a crutch. I said, your pastor told you that you will heal gradually, but I say you'll be healed now. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why was I saying that? You either have the grace for it or you don't have it. Because I have confirmed about healing, I hold fast to it. The children of Abraham, the covenant was sealed with circumcision. But our own, he says, through the cross, he entered another covenant. If you believe what he did on the cross on Calvary, if you believe it, hallelujah, if you believe it, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You repent first. You believe it and you repent. And then he gave us an ordinance that will bring you under that covenant. Because when he was pierced by his side, blood and water came out. Blood, the price of redemption. Water, abundant life. Abundant life and the price for redemption. The price, he paid the price for our redemption. We cannot be in bondage again. We are redeemed. He has bought us back. We have purchased possession of our God through the blood that he shed. Hallelujah. He entered a covenant. He says, this is the blood of the new covenant. He says, if you believe it, he put an ordinance. Circumcision was an ordinance that confirmed you are under that covenant. Now is water baptism. Water baptism brings you to the cross. I believe it is for my sake you did it there. You enter that water, you die with him. You are buried with him. You resurrect with him. As you do that, you have positioned yourself for that blood to speak for you. Which shrine will hold my picture? Which shrine will hold my name? Which shrine will hold the sound of my footprints? Which invocation will work against me? For it is written, they had no enchantment against Jacob. Which enchantment? When you know that, it arms you to claim your rights. When you come to Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22. Let's read it. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion. And it is written over there, upon Mount Zion shall be what? Shout it now. Deliverance and what? Holiness. And what will happen? Okay, now we're reading. You have come to Mount Zion. You have come unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. When you come to Christ, you have come to an innumerable, uncountable company, number of angels. They encamp round about us. Angels all around us. Angels all around us. You have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. And the Bible tells us all firstborn belong to him, God. The church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, not in the register of any church. And you have come to God, the judge of all. I say righteous judge. You have come to the spirits of just men made perfect. And you have come to Jesus. He's the mediator of the new covenant. He's the mediator. Hallelujah. For there is one mediator between God and man. He's no Holy Mary. He's no Mother of God. He's no Holy Michael. He's no Saint Jude. He's no Saint Michael. He's no Saint anything. It is the man. What's his name? Jesus. He's the mediator of the new covenant. And this is the summary of it all. You have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That blood can never lose its power. Before the throne of mercy, that blood is speaking for me. When the wrath of God wants to come upon me, the blood of Jesus will go and stop it. If that blood will stop the wrath of God coming upon me, who is a witch? Who is a Goliath? Who is a wizard? Who is that man or woman that will send any invocation and incantation against a true child of God and it will work? That is why in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and verse 11, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, because the declaration of our freedom is spoken loud and clear. Hanging on the cross before the whole world, Jesus shouted, "It is finished." Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, as a reason to keep us under bondage, to attack us, to frustrate our businesses. What is the overcoming power? And they overcome him by what? The blood of the Lamb. Who is that Lamb? John the Baptist showed us the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus is our Passover. Jesus is our sacrificial Lamb. Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus is the power of God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You overcome him by... Hallelujah. Verse 10, I'm still reading. And the accuser of the brethren, we overcame him By what? By what? Verse 11. By the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. Testimony is not the one you stand at the altar, your life that you live. By the word of their testimony. And the last statement, they love not their lives unto the death. That is, they hold unto Christ and no situation shakes them. No matter what you say, I will be a good soldier, I will die at my post. Hold on to him. What shall separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? He mentioned them. Peril. What is it again? Can we read in Romans chapter 8? Hallelujah. From verse 31. See the assurance we have. Romans 8 verse 31. What shall we then say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, his only begotten son, but delivered him up for us all. How? The certainty. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Why, if you have this scripture, that he gives us freely all things, why are you going to buy anointed water for your healing? Why are you paying people to go and do family deliverance for you? You even negotiate. Eh? Why are you paying to see a man of God to pray for you, to see vision for you? Anointed handkerchief, pool of Bethesda, pay how much before you enter inside? Freely. Verse 32. Hallelujah. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies it. How did he justify it? When you enter that water and you come out, every sin you have ever committed is wiped away. And they will search for it. Where are they? They are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary.
As far removed
as darkness is from dark.
In the sea
of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Christ, a new. Hallelujah. It is God that justified, verse 34. Who is it that condemned? Continue to condemn me. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us? I remember this scripture. As I hear that statement that says, I will be a good soldier, I will die at my post. Say, I love you.
For better than
keeping of your I'll serve you more truly than ever.
I'll do as it beats me.
Let's read on. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, even as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter, but we never give up hope. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Because the weapon of our warfare, hallelujah, they are mighty through God. The next verse, let's finish that verse. I am convinced. Persuaded is more than convinced that nothing, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Our Lord, the church we say, the church we say, the church we say, because to die is gain, and to live is Christ. We are all totally sold out. The life that I live is no longer I that live it. The Christ that liveth in me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay. Let's look at the challenge again first. What was the challenge? Hallelujah. Listen to the challenge. First, he knows that he is a covenant child. He is circumcised. In First Samuel chapter 17, if you read it from verse 31, this is, I'm just explaining. He reminded them, listen very well. Remember, that's I said, listen very well. Huh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I begin to understand this scripture. It says, for the just shall live not by faith, by his faith. He's qualified. Where Apostle Paul was quoting, it's written, the just shall live by his faith. It is his own faith. You cannot live by my faith. You have to live by your own faith. Because Saul brought his own dress, his own armor, his own shield, his own battle regalia, and put it on him to go and fight. Saul, but you were wearing that, you could not fight him. But David said, I have not tried this one. There is one I have tried. Hey! Hallelujah. You have the way you walk with God. Leave me to walk the way I walk with my God. Hallelujah. You have the way you walk with your God, your own. You do 7 days, try fasting before God, they answer you. Me, my own. Now only 1 day are they fast, and God they move for my own. You go with your 7 days. Me, I will go with my 1 day. Listen, church. He began to tell him which one was his testimony. He gave his testimony. He said, I was watching over the sheep of my father. One day, a lion came. Another day, a bear came. I went after them and I delivered the sheep of my father. Take note of this, servants of God. Being a shepherd, he will be using something, either catapult or a sling in the bush while he's watching. So the weapon he used when the lion came was that sling. So that is the one he knows. That is the one he specializes in. That was what he used. And that's why he came to that battle with the weapon he has confirmed. He has used. Hallelujah. He came with that sling. He said, this one you are giving me sword. This one, all this shield and all this one. It's too heavy for me. I beg. Don't tell me I have to bring money. It's too heavy for me. Don't tell me I have to go and do try fast to go to the mountain. It's too much for me. I'm suffering. If I go to the mountain, I'll suffer pneumonia. There are some people that because of frustration, they go to mountain. And then from the mountain, because of cold, they will come back with pneumonia. Don't do follow. Discover your own. Stop this follow. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody here tonight. Stop this follow. Discover your own. Have your own experience. And every one of us, God will give you reason. I say reason. Romans chapter 5 from verse 3. Let's read it quickly. Romans chapter 5. This is how Apostle Paul put it. He said, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Knowing that, see, tribulation worketh what? Patience. And the patience that tribulation has worked out will give you experience. And what will the experience do when you confront a situation? It will give you hope that problem will go. God trains every one of us in the school of faith. Because the just shall live by faith. The only reason why I was sure this young man will be healed was because I have an experience of handling such cases before. If not, I'll be venturing. There is something that gave me confidence. I didn't come to pray for him secretly. Listen. Why do you think the disciples had to get beautiful, Peter and John? Silver and gold have I none. But in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Because of the experience they have had of mighty miracle signs and wonders that were happening. Even their shadow was healing the sick. Is it this one now that I will wait and speak in tongue before you rise? They had an experience that gave them hope that there will be miracle, there will be signs, and there will be wonder. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, after he told them the testimony, listen, there was exchange of words between him and Goliath. Goliath was speaking words to him that would scare him. But he was also reply him with words. Word versus word. He began to apply. The moment, the time that David had victory over Goliath was that time that he told him, today, I will bring you down. I will do this. I will cut off your head. And you will know that there is God in Israel. He spoke to Goliath. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. He spoke. There is power in the spoken word. Ezekiel, can these dry bones rise again? He said, thou knowest. This is the solution. I know what. Speak. This is what I know. Speak. Pharaoh was pursuing them. They passed through the Red Sea. Pharaoh was pursuing them, following through the Red Sea. They were crying. Moses, why are you crying? Speak! William Branham picked a sermon title. He called, Why Cry? Speak. Why are you crying for your situation? Speak to the situation. Speak, because life and death. Death and life. Is where? Speak! This night, we are going to speak. And when you live here, learn to speak. Speak by the authority you know. And our authority is the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. Speak. I have confirmed it. I have spoken to people who have either warm something. I said, I cause you to die, dry and wither away. In 4 days, you will not live. In the name of Jesus, I live. And I always go to confirm. I will look for the person, whether the thing happened or not. And it has never failed. Speak. I gave an example when that lady, that choir sister in the choir was dying. But boy, you were in the hospital. All night you were praying. My wife and I went there. And I said, I have not come to greet this sister as I enter the world. She was in coma. I have not come to greet the sister, but I have come to take her home. And I said, as I will place this handkerchief, my hand was in the handkerchief in my pocket. As I place this handkerchief upon her, she shall come back to life. I was speaking while I was approaching her bed. Before I reached there, my wife told me later on, when I was speaking, she was saying, I'm talking so boldly. She was wondering why I was speaking so boldly, because people were there. Everybody, they had the nurses and everybody, they were there with brethren from her house fellowship or so. They were all there. And as I entered the hall, while I was moving towards her bed, I was making that statement. I said, I have not come to greet this sister. I have come to take her home. As I place this handkerchief upon her, she shall come back to life. And as I spoke it, I reached there without greeting anybody. Give me a chance. I placed the handkerchief. There was no prayer. As the handkerchief touched her, she came back to life. Now, the power of the spoken word. The power of the spoken word. That young man, do you think it is the oil I put in your mouth that healed you? No. I spoke. I said, as I put this oil in your mouth, whatever is inside there shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. He took it according to the words that I speak. It's not the oil that healed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you stand and prophesy to your life, you are actually doing deliverance upon your life. Deliverance is not just, I bind you, I lose you, I scatter you. Deliverance is to be loosed from a curse. And the only approved way, there are two approved ways, and the most effective of the two is that you will receive a blessing. Every word of blessing reverses the curse. The discussion between Goliath and David. David was the one that spoke last. Allow the enemy to talk what he say. When you finish, you say your own last. Facing the person or in your privacy, in your room, you begin to counsel and rearrange your life with the power of the tongue. Even now, that's why I told you, I said, don't go to the altar and drop offering without saying something. It is not your dropping the offering that brings the blessing. It's what you say as you drop it that brings the blessing. I have told you this several times. Offering must go with a word following it. Oh, glory be to God. It is contribution to this building project. Father, as use this offering, as I drop this offering, let this happen. Let me also complete my project. You'll be surprised where the money will come. You complete that project because you spoke it and you dropped the offering. Hallelujah. You spoke it and you dropped the offering. Church, the mystery of the things of the Spirit is so deep but very interesting. When you catch it, life becomes easy. The power you have in your mouth. Since last Friday, I've been speaking about it. Our breakthrough program on Thursday, I keep speaking about it because people don't catch what we say. Can't you see some people sleeping when I'm telling you something that will benefit you? Even if we don't have time to pray this night, you have gotten how to pray. When you are going to the mountain, you know what you are going to do now. That this mouth that you speak, when it goes with fasting over that matter, you have gone with a sacrifice. Or it goes with a sacrificial offering, not fasting. But you take an offering, a sacrificial offering that goes with your demand, your statement. Ha! I'm telling you a mystery. Praise the Lord. That is what we call prophetic action. As I do this, let this happen. For my good, for my benefit. If you catch this now, and I release you now to pray, you will not wait for me to give you prayer points. You did it last Friday. Check your life if you did it very well. Because if you do what I teach you, you practice it, not just hearers, but doers of the word, then you will confirm whether this thing we are teaching is truth or not. I am not among those pastors that point people to me. That's the reason why I don't give some testimonies. Because it will look as if I'll be pointing you to me. No, they are testimonies that enable me to teach you. Do you know that James even said, mighty Elijah, that called that fire from heaven, that spoke, there will be no rain. Do you know that it was the power of the spoken? He didn't pray. He said, there shall be no dew or rain according to my word. He said, according to my word. And James, he said, he was an ordinary man like you and me. He said he was a man of like passion. There was nothing special about him other than the fact that he applied the power of the spoken word. That witch in the village is a human being of like passion, but he knows the power of the spoken word. He's using it negatively. We use it positively. Use it and build your life. Use it for your market to sell. Use it for the future of your children. For what you say, speak over them, is what will follow them as they grow up. Use it for your spiritual progress. Use it for your ministry. Use it on your husband that is stubborn. Use it on your wife that is stubborn. Don't worry. Don't speak it to her hearing. If you use it to her hearing, she's going to say, I reverse it. You know, she will bounce it back. Therefore, don't use it to her hearing. Now close the door. Go to the backyard and call her name. Go to the backyard and call his name. Your head will correct. Carry his picture. I'll be looking at it. I'll be speaking. I'm teaching you what to do now. Some of you will send your picture to me. Pastor, speak. Pastor, speak over my picture. You will not get him out. Now, voice you will not get. I'll be waiting up. As I speak, you too speak. Don't tell me to speak over you. Unless two of us, we shall stand and be speaking together. Two of us shall agree. So why would they speak? Me, sir, they speak. Speak, may they speak. Speak, may they speak. But to give me prayer contractor, then you go sleep. Then me, I go wake up for night. They pray. Nalayo. Don't bother to bring it home. I'm not going to use ammo. It's better I teach you how to catch fish than when you are hungry, I give you fish. Stand up.